Rain will be widespread across the Midwest today, and we'll expect the winds to pick up across parts of the region ahead of the precipitation. The majority of the rain is going to be heaviest in parts of Missouri, Illinois, and some immediate neighboring areas in Kentucky and also in down into the lower Mississippi River Basin area. These regions could see an additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. Perhaps some totals over 4 inches will be possible, but they will not be very common. We do anticipate some local flooding to come out of this event, but it shouldn't be widespread, and the areas that are vulnerable to some damage should be limited to low-lying areas primarily. Well, this storm system will be followed by another reinforcing shot of cooler air, so we'll progressively cool as we move out over the balance of this week and into the weekend, and temperatures will eventually be a bit cooler biased for parts of the region. We don't expect the temperatures to be bitterly cold, except in maybe the northern plains as we get out to the end of this week and into the early part of the next week. During that time period, we could see some temperatures in the north central states dropping down into some single digits and teens. But for the Midwest proper, we're not expecting to see temperatures quite that cold. In fact, most of our region will likely experience temperatures will cool down to a more seasonable range. But as I stated before, there will be a chance for us to get a little cooler biased for just a little while at the end of this week, and then again during the early part of next week as another reinforcing shot of cool air comes along. The majority of our precipitation bias after we get through this next 2-day period will be somewhat limited, but we do expect a little reinforcing shot of snowfall and a little rain to occur just ahead of the coldest air that comes along here later this week. That is expected to evolve across parts of Nebraska initially, and that will take place as we get out into the Thursday night and Friday morning time period. That disturbance will then work its way east-northeastward across the Great Lakes region and impacting a small part of the lower eastern Midwest as we get from Friday into early Saturday morning. A little bit of snow accumulation is possible with this event, especially if the cold air associated with it is as intense as suggested. So we could see some maybe 1 to 4 inch accumulations occurring across parts of Iowa, maybe eastern and northern sections of Nebraska, and then on up into parts of Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, and maybe a small part of Michigan. I'm sure the snowfall will change a little bit in the forecast over the next day or two, but we'll still expect to see it evolve as that cold air comes into the region. The prospects for seeing a warming trend are fairly good when we get to the end of the weekend, but like I said, there'll be a reinforcing shot of cooler air next week that will bring back some chilly conditions. It may end up being sometime during midweek next week that the coolest conditions return. Now, the temperatures over these next couple of days are still going to be fairly pleasant for this time of the year. High temperatures today will be mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, maybe even over 70 degrees in parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, and western Kentucky, as we get a lot of subtropical air moving up into the region. The temperatures will start to cool down in some of those areas tomorrow, but highs in the eastern Midwest will still be in the 60s to around 70 degrees tomorrow, and that is inclusive of the area from southern Michigan down into Ohio and Indiana and parts of eastern Kentucky. The rest of the belt will likely see temperatures that will run mostly in the 50s tomorrow, with a few upper 40s in the far northwest. Things will change, though, as we get out to Friday and Saturday, with highs running in the upper 20s and 30s in the north, and 30s and lower 40s in the south. Our low temperatures over the weekend could be as cool as some upper teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 30s in the rest of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.